This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday that two more ships had passed through a, quote, temporary Black Sea shipping corridor established since Russia withdrew from a UN-backed grain export deal in July. Quote, two ships have successfully passed through our temporary grain corridor, Zelensky posted on X, previously known as Twitter. Zelensky said Ukraine was, quote, restoring true freedom of navigation in the Black Sea. Freedom requires determination. North Korea conducted a simulated tactical nuclear attack drill early on Saturday that included two long-range cruise missiles carrying mock nuclear warheads. In response to Allied exercises by the U.S. and South Korea, state media reported on Sunday. The KCNA news agency said the drill was carried out to, quote, warn the enemies of the actual nuclear war danger, as Pyongyang again vowed to bolster military deterrence against Washington and Seoul. The joint annual summertime exercises between South Korea and the U.S. came to a close on Thursday after an 11-day run. Fans in Jimmy Buffett's adopted hometown of Key West paid tribute to the late singer-songwriter on Saturday, hours after his death at age 76 was announced.
The song that kind of kicked Jimmy's career off was Come Monday. Lyrics in that song, heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. Here we are in Labor Day weekend with the passage of Jimmy Buffett. He's doing another show now, but it's in the sky.
Fans laid flower arrangements and other mementos at iconic locations on the island associated with Buffett, such as his Shrimp Boat Sound Studio and the Margaritaville Cafe. Buffett, nominated for two Grammy Awards and winner of numerous country music awards, built his name touring his folk country songs around the United States in the 1970s. This is VOA News. The entrance to the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in the Nevada desert has been closed due to flooding from storms. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management said on Saturday that the entrance will be closed for the remainder of the event, which is scheduled to end on Monday. Organizers are urging festival goers to conserve their food, water, and fuel, and to shelter in a safe place. The National Weather Service in Reno says about 6 inches of rain is believed to have fallen on Friday at the festival site located north of Reno. India has launched a spacecraft to study the sun less than 2 weeks after successfully landing near the moon's south pole. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The Aditya L-1 spacecraft took off on board a satellite launch vehicle from the Sriharikota Space Center in southern India. It is on a quest to study the sun from a point about 930,000 miles from Earth, known as L-1. Crowds rejoiced near the launch site as one spectator said she was proud to behold another historic moment for her nation.
We're privileged to be an Indian and witness this kind of developmental activities.
India became the first country to land a spacecraft near the moon's south pole on August the 23rd. The mission was a historic voyage to uncharted territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, the self-made Egyptian billionaire who bought the Harrods department store and promoted the discredited conspiracy theory that the British royal family was behind the death of his son and Princess Diana, has died. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Around but never fully accepted by the British establishment, Al-Fayed was known as a flamboyant and wildly outspoken tycoon. Born in Egypt, he built his family's fortune in real estate, shipping and construction. He moved to Britain in the 1970s and in 1985 sparked one of the country's most bitter business feuds, trying to take over Harrods. After a quarter of a century of ownership, he sold the department store to Qatar's sovereign wealth fund. Al-Fayed would later become obsessed by the belief that Princess Diana's death was orchestrated by the royal family, a conspiracy theory that was unsupported by any evidence. His own son Dodi, who was dating Diana at the time, died alongside the royal when their car crashed in Paris as they tried to outrun paparazzi.
Russian authorities have declared newspaper editor Dmitry Muratov to be a foreign agent, continuing the country's moves to suppress critics and independent reporting. Muratov is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Russian law allows for individuals and organizations receiving funding from abroad to be declared foreign agents. The status also requires designees to mark any publication with a disclaimer stating that they are foreign agents. Muratov was chief editor of Novaya Gazeta, which was widely respected abroad for its investigative reporting and frequently critical of the Kremlin. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.